Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office. You may be exercising, or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me at a.postman, alphabet A, dot P-O-S-T-M-A-N. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. To follow and or to get in touch with me, to participate in this growing community, please follow me on these accounts. You can reach out to me on Instagram at a.postman, alphabet A, dot P-O-S-T-M-A-N, postman. My Twitter handle is it_postman. it_postman. And Facebook is @itsyourpostman. Without apostrophe, without any space, all small letters. Write to me on itsyourpostman@gmail.com. It's itsyourpostman@gmail.com. Give me suggestions. Let me know what you think. It's very important for me to know what you're thinking. I'm learning. So please kindly share your feelings or opinions. If you have a topic in mind that you would want me to talk about, share it right away. So, today's topic is an extension to one of our earlier episodes, mental health. This is part two. We all saw how bad is the global scenario with respect to mental health disorders. Now let's look at some numbers in India. How bad is it? WHO, the World Health Organization, says India has one of the largest populations suffering from one form of mental illness or the other. The reasons for this dangerous epidemic are lack of self-awareness, social stigma, dearth of trained professionals, no funds. Also, mental illnesses in India are not given much of priority in the budget, sadly. But again, can we just blame the government alone? I don't think so. We need to take steps. Not doing anything about it anymore is not an option. Deepika Padukone has been doing some spectacular work in this area. Her foundation, the Live, Love, Love Foundation, has a website that has a ton of information on various aspects of mental health disorders, and also lists phone numbers of certified counselors in cities across India. Please go have a look in case you're looking for one and share it with every single person. Maybe you just help someone there. The Live, Love, Love Foundation had conducted a survey in 2018 that tried to see the public perception on people suffering with mental health. It showed very poor results, especially in terms of general understanding of the term mental health. Majority of the people said they know about mental health, but also majority of the crowd described people suffering from mental health as someone who talks to themselves. Another significant amount of people think that those suffering from mental health disorders shouldn't be given any responsibilities. Now, strictly speaking, it's not the case usually. There are many forms of mental health disorders. Some require extra efforts in learning, like dyslexia, to anxiety, rapid breathing, and increased heartbeat. They are all different and have different effects on people. Only a few need constant attention, like Alzheimer's. Unless it's serious and so declared by a certified doctor, generally people who suffer with mental health disorders can perform tasks, go to offices, and are responsible, like you and I, in their day-to-day lives. Also, unfortunately, in the same study, one of the findings were number of people who think no one has the right to exclude anyone with mental health disorder is significantly low, at about 57%. Now, this is one of the primary reasons why people who suffer with mental health disorders do not tell it to the other person. Fear of being judged, excluded, ridiculed, you name it. Do you know that mental health disorders, although not concretely linked, are a major driving force for suicides? In India, in 2016, there were about 2 lakhs lives lost due to deaths by suicide, which roughly estimates to about 1 death by suicide every 150 seconds. Our country's average of deaths by suicide is higher than the world's average, 10.7% versus 15.7%. That means we are about 50% higher than the world's average. Now that should be alarming, right? In the world, about 8 lakh people die due to suicides. That makes us contributing about 1/4 to that number. Now you may say we are the second largest population in the world, so obviously we have higher numbers. But guess what? That doesn't work like that. I even heard an argument where someone said that we are a population with high illiteracy, so these things are bound to happen. Again, it's wrong. In 2012, 80% of people who died because of suicides were literate, which is higher than the country's average of 74%. Mental health disorder is a big issue in youth, and deaths by suicide is the second most leading cause of death in the age group of 15 to 29. And for every person dying of suicide, there are about 20 people attempting one. There can be multiple reasons, like love failure or fresh in the world of making money, not actually ready for it, because let's face it, we're not well equipped to do so in our education system. Trying to pick a career because of sheer pressure from family and friends, amongst a ton of other reasons. Now you must be sitting there and thinking, nah, these can't be reasons for suicide, and if someone takes such a drastic step, then he or she is crazy. First off, you cannot call anybody crazy. Now second, I'll up you with a challenge. Speak your reason out loud to yourself that might irritate you. Now hear it yourself out loud again, and see how it may sound ridiculous to you yourself. I do it all the time. The moment I find myself judging someone, I carry out this simple exercise, and it grounds me immediately. It's also humbling because we don't know what the other person is going through, and we should not mock the other because of some preconceived notions or ideologies that we have. For example, we all believe that everyone needs to exercise to maintain a particular body shape. Now, some people are naturally blessed with an athletic type, and they don't have to work out so much to maintain that shape. And some of us have been working out for ages, not eating enough food, and in limited quantities, but we still struggle to reduce weight. Now that's because our bodies are of different types. This is science and it's proven. Similarly, our minds are different as well. Some of us are better at handling stress and ridicule, and some of us are not. So exercise empathy at the very least, instead of judgment. Now when we realize that deaths by suicide, I hope you all remember, committing suicide is no more acceptable. It's not a crime anymore. Now when we realize that deaths by suicide are far more in number when compared to deaths by HIV, heart disease, lung cancer, stomach cancer, and others, probably we would start understanding the importance of mental health. If you can, start an awareness campaign in your office, school, area of residence. If you're a minor, push your parents to help set up a campaign wherever you want it to be set up. And if you're an adult, well, honestly, you do not have a reason to not set up one already. Do it. In general, in most of the cases, like we discussed earlier, the people who are suffering from one form of mental health disorder or the other don't know that they have a person that they can go to, reach out to, who would care for them. Let's start caring and spreading the word. Who knows, you might just save someone's life. Now, don't we all want to be that reason? Thank you and take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.